When we last left our heroes, they were locked into a terribly important discussion. Let's drop in on them again as they plot the future. Now, from the Top Dog's Kennel in beautiful downtown Burbank, it's the Terrence and Philip Show.
Welcome to another Terrence and Philip Show. Thank you, Gary, for that great introduction. And I am Philip Hodgetts.
And I'm Terrence Curran.
And today we're going to talk about branded media.
And what exactly are we talking about?
Well, branded media is a term that's come up out of nowhere relatively recently, the last 5 to 10 years, but it's really not a new idea. If you think of the sponsored movie of the 70s and the 80s, and, you know, Shell Oil talking about the environment movies that we all saw in high school, stuff like that. Well, that was branded entertainment.
Yes.
My friend Serena produced a whole bunch of branded entertainment for Shivers Regal a couple of years ago. And it was a major production. 6 editors, you know, San, about 18 episodes of 10 or 15 minutes each, shot around the world. This was really, it was entertainment, but it was overall, it was sending the brand message for Shivers Regal.
Right.
And so
there's so it's basically, you know, longer commercials.
Longer commercials, really.
But that don't hit you as a commercial.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I was watching some live television relatively recently, and that's normally something I avoid and have for most of the last decade, starting with a PVR and now with downloads. Was on JetBlue flying back from Boston, from the Boston Phone Like Opera user group, and it would just really, really hit me why I hate advertising so much. Because not one of the commercials that I saw in the entire time I watched JetBlue, I watched DirecTV, Food Channel, not one ad while I was watching the Food Channel was in any way vaguely relevant to my life.
Right.
It wasn't a single product category that I was interested in buying.
It's not targeted.
It's not targeted at all. And targeting advertising at me is probably fairly sad because I'm not a really consumerist. I kind of like to accumulate memories and not goods and things. So I'm a very bad consumer. But at the same time, I don't mind product placement and branded media because they're not hitting you over the head. It's not irrelevant to the content. Usually if you're going to have branded media, there's going to be something related to the brand, or there's going to be something relevant to the brand in the entertainment. The two have got to have some sort of synergy.
Right. Well, you're talking product placement essentially, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But with you know, whereas product placement is traditionally, you know, stick my product in a shot somewhere so that it's seen, this is trying to do a little more where the entertainment actually helps sell that product.
Yes, and there are brands now that are acting like labels. There are brands that are financing the production of records or recordings. I don't think we have records anymore. But
yes, you've dated yourself.
I just did. I'm sorry. I am officially old. I remember vinyl.
Yeah, he remembers 78.
I do. Oh, yes, and taking the 33 and speeding it up to 70. Yes. Oh, dear, yes. So you don't get any of that fun, you young'uns.
That's right.
But branded media, really, it's full cycle. It's back to soap operas. Because soap operas were branded media.
Yeah, that's right.
One brand sponsored the whole program.
Right, but it was in their case, it was you'd get it at the bumps, basically, you know, bumping in, bumping out, you know. This is the whatever, the Ivory soap, you know, General Mills, yada, yada, yada. You know, I'm seeing that on the internet more and more now. It's like, you know, go to check out some YouTube video that's, you know, somebody refers you to, and then you got to sit through the commercial first.
Well, but that's a YouTube commercial. That's exactly everything I don't like.
I know.
Whereas Will It Blend, which is clearly product promotion, but it's entertainment, and I would put that into the category of branded media.
Yeah, that is a good one, yes.
Because
if you don't know what he's talking about, you have to, I don't know, if you search for Will It Blend, I guess you'll probably find
the
videos.
You'll find that, no problem.
Amazing, and this guy just has an insanely industrial strength blender, and he just throws everything into this thing to see if it'll blend it.
And just to prove it works, it's a BlendTech blender.
Yeah, there you go. See?
See, I remember that one because it stands out. And the great thing about branded media is that you can make it related. I mean, you know, Friday Night Lights, if that was sponsored by a barbecue company, that would fit.
Right.
Because there's the synergy there, or Laguna Beach, if that's still in production, or some stuff like that, could be sponsored by a beachwear company. This is integral. I remember seeing a long time ago, back in the nascent days of web video, there were a couple of guys put together a Cop Buddy 22-minute series, And at one point they got advertising support from a company who did video phones.
Mm-hmm.
So they did a little lead into to a show that was the two of them in their adjacent cubicles doing video phone with each other until they walk around the edge of the cubicle. So it's in character, yeah, in the ad, and relevant.
Yeah, I agree. That is less offensive to me than the actual the ad starting at the beginning, even if it is relevant. And part of what irritated you is that the ads were completely irrelevant to what you were watching. And, ad buyers, if you're a company and you hire an advertising firm, yeah, and then they make the commercial and then they send it to ad buyers who try to place it. And they try to go, dog food. They're going to go for the animal channel,
Yeah.
But they also put it in other places too because they kind of spread it around. And so it is a shotgun approach, which is not great because it irritated you. Which means they wasted their money for that ad buy.
Not only wasted their money, but they turned me off the channel. So it's the channel's net negative by putting that irrelevant advertising
in. So this was a food channel you were watching?
Yeah.
It should all be food commercials, right? Well, or things that are relevant.
Cooking utensils, etc. Yeah. I mean, to see car ads and perfume ads, and this is the middle of the day. It's clearly we're just getting a run of station, throw it out for free, for next to free, bonus
yeah.
ads.
Yeah, well, and then also the demographic for a food show in the day is probably mostly women, so perfume would be a clear shot at it. But again, it's a very scattered approach. You can do much more targeted with the internet, obviously, because you can put exactly on the front of your product what you want people to see. But branded, being inside of the actual product, is the best because then you don't – I actually do not like those commercials that come on. Now I have to turn off the audio and then try to time it. Okay, it's like going to be 30 seconds. I'll come back in 30 seconds. I go do something else, And it's stupid.
Yeah, everyone hates commercials. But it's the dominant paradigm at the moment. To give it intellectual credibility, this is actually called hyperdistribution.
Oh.
An American academic who's now at the Australian Film, TV and Radio School, Mark Pesky, is definitely a writer that I like to follow. Created this concept of hyperdistribution and he did a presentation called "Piracy is Good?" with a question mark. Because the idea is, if you are producing the type of media we're talking about, branded media, where an integrated advertiser has sponsored the program, the advertiser is going to get much better cut through, or the sponsor is going to get much better cut through because they're the only voice other than the program.
Okay.
It's going to ignore you less because one presumes it's going to be in some way related and integrated into the program. And we frankly, at that point, we do not care if this goes out into any and every form of unauthorized distribution in the world. In fact, we would encourage it.
Right, absolutely. You want it pirated, yes.
You want it sent everywhere because you want
to steal my commercial, please.
Please. But if your commercial is also entertaining and it is actually entertainment, it's simply being sponsored by Lever and Kitchen or Johnson & Johnson instead of them buying ads in a show that's completely unrelated.
Right.
And that's...
Well, and that's the whole, viral concept too. I mean, we had the Editor's Lounge video for the Editor's Lounge prior to NAB, pre-NAB Editor's Lounge. We talked about a lot of things in the industry, but one of the things that came up was the new Final Cut Pro was going to be. And Mark Radonis, who's on the panel, had actually seen it and was given permission to say, three relatively useless things about it. Somehow that got picked up by Mac Rumors and then it went viral. And we had 1.9 million page loads for that video, like 400.
So it's every single Final Cut Pro install.
Pretty much, yes. I can't remember the number off the top of my head. It was over 400,000 plays of the actual video. So had I known that was going to happen, it would prominently say Alpha Dogs across it.
Yes.
But that was not, I didn't know that was going to happen. And it isn't really the intention for the product anyways. But that's the point, is that you can, if you do something that can go viral and you happen to have your stuff embedded in it. I mean, there's no charge for the Editor's Lounge videos. We're not making money on that. So,
no.
But then again, Vimeo doesn't cost us anything either. So from that standpoint, it's not a problem. But.
And advertising isn't a great solution with Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog, Josh Whedon's little experiment during the writer's strike of a couple of years ago that was produced SAG low budget. Real budget was about $300,000 for a 45-minute You know, TV quality show, you know, limited sets, limited, you know, we didn't have huge wide-angle shots and stuff like that, but it was a very entertaining musical show. It was on Hulu for free, advertising supported, which is where actually I watched it, and I got the one ad five times for fabric softener. I never buy fabric softener. but at the same time that it was on Hulu, it was actually in the iTunes store for $9.99 for the movie price.
Wow.
And it was selling rather well. At one point, it was the top-selling video in the iTunes store while it was free and advertising supported on Hulu.
So was that people who don't want to watch the ads enough to pay $9.99, or was it just that people didn't realize?
Josh Whedon says that the advertising supported stuff was useless to them in terms of revenue. It was only of value for promotional purposes. So I guess that was not so much that they didn't get the views on Hulu, but just simply people went and bought it anyway. And that's been a big financial success. The DVD's done very well. In many ways, is really a paradigm of how we might go. How might we produce 45 minutes of television quantity for $300,000, not $3 million?
Right.
You know, and somewhere in between is a balance. You know, we might need a wide-angle shot.
Yeah, we'd like to get a wide shot here and there.
Yeah. We might want to do some set extension or something. We're probably not going to build a big set these days, but we're going to do set extension. So we don't spend $6 million an episode like they did on the final episode of Glee in New York.
Oh, my God.
$6 million. Still, that quality television costs money, and we know that. We know that we've been talking about that.
But yeah, well,
I think branded entertainment is a way that, at least for this advertising hater, is a way forward. If you're going to have brands spending money on media, let them spend it directly so that, A, we don't have a gatekeeper who is unrelated in their making decisions as to what gets greenlit. We get the decision to say, all right, this is going to suit our brand.
Right.
And, you know, you work on a lot of shows where you probably, you know, if you were the producer putting the package together, the sort of brands that would be appropriate for Pregnant in Heels are fairly obvious.
Right.
You wouldn't.
Definitely is product placement in reality shows.
Yeah.
That does occur now. So.
Oh, yeah. But it's only a really small step to take the product placement and make it the product.
Make it the show, yeah.
The show. I mean, there's not that much more in some of those shows. But we will find out. I like branded media. I don't like advertising.
Well, and I think the business model of branded media is, you know, really suits itself for the internet model of, you know, everything's free. I want it free and I want it now.
Except for those, free and prey is not a business model. But there are a lot of people who are using free very successfully as part of a business model.
But if it's branded entertainment, my point is it's paid for already. So.
Yes, it's been paid for. You can spread it as wide as you like.
So it really lends itself to the internet model very well.
It does. It does, because you can't extract out the advertising anymore.
Right.
Whereas if it's traditional advertising in an advertising break, it's very easy to strip out the advertising before you distribute the content, as it certainly happens.
Cool.
So, branded entertainment replaces advertising, and I cheer. And we eliminate we also eliminate one whole level, this channel aggregator that we currently have, which is an expensive level to have in this equation between the producer and the audience. The producer's client is not the audience in this model. The producer's client right now is the network that it's going to carry it on, and their client is the advertiser. So the audience gets a better look in if you go to this branded media hyper-distribution concept.
But now to play the devil's advocate here,
yes,
because that's my job, as we know.
As we know.
Okay. So if branded media becomes really prevalent and let's say everything else goes away because they can't survive anymore because branded media does so much, now all of programming is made by the people with the money and have vested interests in telling you that Texaco is the best place to go, et cetera. Regardless of, you know, BP is a great oil company. Don't believe anything you heard about that silly oil spill.
Well, obviously, if you're controlling the whole program, that's going to be a whole lot more successful.
Yeah. If they're running everything, then it doesn't leave room for, you know, the independent guy who's trying to say, no, actually, BP's bad guys to get his message out there. So that's one downside I see to the branded media, you know, at least with the current television model. And the shotgun approach of advertising, you can get away with, you know, doing the occasional show that does maybe clashes with the advertisers who have spots in between, you know.
Yeah, I doubt that we'll ever see a single dominant model again. I mean, I don't think we ever did see a single dominant model except for a very short period, maybe in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah, the beginning of broadcast, yeah.
Yeah, when there was no easy access for anybody else into it.
Right, yeah, there's no way, yeah.
Yeah, now that anyone can get in, I don't think we'll see a single financing model. And we're seeing that in the music industry, the way different artists finance themselves and build a career, it varies from artist to artist. And I think probably we'll see a range of ways of funding, including directly paid for subscription Kickstarter model, which is fan funding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kickstarter is, I think last time we talked about it, we talked about a $100,000 project being funded. Well, I think there's been a project funded now close to $1 million. So now we're starting to say, well, fan funding may be a way out there for some projects. Branded media might be appropriate for a lot of other projects. I can't see any disadvantage between branded media versus advertising, because the advertisers, the networks are not going to put on a BP sucks network show anyway if BP is one of their advertisers. So well, they're going to be more inclined towards the story.
It happens. I mean, because it's scattered enough that they can do it.
Yeah.
You know?
This is not quite relevant, but a great quote I heard and I'd love to share is that all journalism is discovering and publishing things that nobody wants you to publish. All else is public relations.
Ha, ha, ha. Oh, perfect.
It is as good, isn't it? It's like,
that is good. That's perfect. Oh, the truth that's in that.
Well, until we get branded media for journalism, and then I'll be really worried.
Yes.
Because we're not going to get too much out of the disclose what we do not want you to know side of journalism.
Mm-hmm.
That is true journalism. Until we get that, we probably will have branded media, and I would prefer that as over advertising, which is just intrusive and irrelevant. At least if it's relevant, I'm happier with that.
Well, I'll agree with you there. I would much prefer to have it buried in the show that and not stand out to me than have to sit through the commercial.
And we'll still spend the same dollars from the same people.
That's right.
We'll spend it more directly and create better relationships between producers and audiences.
Oh, I thought one more thing. Here's one more devil's advocate point on this, is that one disadvantage to the branded media is that you now have it locked to just that product. You can't repurpose it with somebody else. Whereas a show that doesn't have anything in it, for instance, ABC, if you do a show for ABC, you can't have any products in it anywhere at all.
Yeah.
You know, if you happen to shoot a sign that has a product in the background, you've got to blur it. You got to get rid of it. You can't have anything because they never know who they're going to sell the advertising spots around it, you know, next year or 3 years from now when they rerun it or whatever.
Yeah.
So they can't have it be branded. They've got to leave it generic just for that reason. So there is a market also for generic, you know, non-branded media also that people can sell with advertising, which you hate. But, I mean, it is there.
While advertising survives.
Yes.
Yes. But, of course, there are technologies that allow you to put product placement back into long-ago shot shows.
Yeah.
And so we can see that a show that was made generically like that is now rebranded as being a sponsorship from a particular product that appears repeatedly inside the video where it was never intended to be.
But it's easier to put something in than to take something out. So
easier to put something in than take something out. That is true.
If you wanted to turn the Shiva spots into Coca-Cola spots, that might be difficult.
That would be difficult, but it probably would be cheaper to reshoot them to do that.
Yeah.
But it would be possible to do that.
And then the other part is,
look what they did in E.T. for a re-release. They took the guns out.
Yeah. Don't get me started. Don't get me started. Yeah, and Harrison Ford didn't shoot first, right?
Yeah.
yeah, that's a whole separate, don't get me going. Anyways, the other part that is a problem in that you kind of have to – you still are going to have an advertising model is that, you know, not everybody is Coca-Cola size or Chivas Regal size, you know. If you watch cable channel now, every once in a while you get the local commercial from the restaurant down the street. There's no way in heck they're going to make a branded show.
That's absolutely
true.
Yeah.
So there is still room for that also.
But they may be branding in a different way. They may be moving it straight to their website with their own video material on their website rather than trying to send it generically through a channel that isn't suitable.
So there is a future for branded. There's a future for other things. I like branded. You like branded. That sounds like a wrap-up type point.
It sounds like a wrap-up point because the world is going to end anytime soon because we agree.
Cool. No, it's going to end in October.
Oh, that's right. Or is it December 2012? One or the other.
Yeah.
I'm not going to stop making my house payments and lease payments just in case.
Oh, my God. People quit their jobs.
I know. Anywho.
Anyways.
Anyway, if you want to take the boring out of post in the meantime, before the post-apocalyptic time comes upon us, head on over to assistedediting.com and check out the innovative tools we've got there. Check out Predit if you work with transcripts at all, because it's a great way to build paper cuts without the pain.
And if you are making programs, branded or not, and you want to get the excellent job on finishing, bring them to AlphaDogs, www.alphadogs.tv. And if you're an independent editor, producer, etc., who has material on tape that you need to get captured into your edit system, or you have something in your edit system you need to put out to tape, look up your nearest digital service station, www.digitalservicestation.com.
And head over to theterrenceandphillipsshow.com and make your comments. Tell us whether you like branded media or advertising, or would rather pay for the program directly.
Thanks for listening.